Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
We're back.
Part two, baby.
Precis. Det här är del två.
What's up, baby? What's up, baby? It's me. It's your pops.
Shout out till it's your Clay's pop. Fasha. Ain't shit, daddy.
Hey, we out here doing what we do, man. Just believe in your heart and make sure everybody feels that you're a good person.
Ni lyssnar på den andra delen av våra takes på avsnitt 12 av Love is Blind. Yes. That's a mouthful right there. Det här är Så vad händer, ni lyssnar på en grej till. Så har ni missat den första delen, så gå tillbaks. För det var, vi spelade in nästan 1,5 timme. Avsnittet blev lite för långt, filen blev för stor. Så vi tog det till det här avsnittet. You know what it is, nu kör vi.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up, baby. Wrapping it up like Johnny.
Clay. Precis, han fucked it up. Och nu ska vi se ett lyckligare slut. Right?
Yeah.
Okej, Amy och Johnny.
Amy and Johnny, man. I don't know where I'm at with them. Is he gonna say yes? Is she gonna say yes? I don't know, man. I want to say they grew on me, but maybe this is what it's supposed to be, y'all. Maybe it's supposed to be fucking boring.
Oh, that's right? How you know it's right.
That's what,
when it's boring. That's what you know.
Like, Sandra and I were talking about this, man. When we were watching this, we were like, "It's easy a lot of times." And she said she liked that we mentioned it in the pod. Sometimes it's hard, you know. When Chelsea and them were talking about that, but it's not going to be multiple fights with it in a healthy relationship. It should not be a heavy source of stress in your life. It shouldn't take so much of the percentage of stress you deal with. Your stress should come from work. Your stress could come from possibly, you know, dealing with the kids maybe.
Or yeah, like, I'm not saying that is life, like in life, precis.
Yeah, but not your relationship.
No.
It should go kind of smooth and be kind of boring sometimes.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I mean, I shouldn't say boring. Well, maybe boring's not the word. Where it's lacking
fun.
Not lacking fun, but not even excitement, but drama.
Yeah, drama.
It's lacking drama. It's not heavy on the drama, man.
There you go.
Save my marriage just now. Y'all just saw it in person. You saw me save my marriage. Oh, now watch out now.
Nej, men jag vet inte, de har bara varit, det här känns som ett par. Det här snackade jag om min fru om igår också. Det här känns som ett par att de hade säkert blivit bortklippta om det var så att de hade flera andra par.
Yeah.
För det finns ju det i tidigare säsonger, par som har made it all the way to the altar och som blev ändå bortklippta för att de var tråkiga. Och det här känns som ett sånt par. Deras enda konflikt eller whatever, det har varit den här låtsasgrejen med att de bara inte fattade hur birth control funkar. Det, that's it. Allt annat har varit så här.
That's what it's supposed to be. Mm. It shouldn't be a jealous rage scrumped.
Nej.
After finding out, I don't know, man. It shouldn't come to that. A drunken jealous rage this early, man.
Nej. Så att, men vi kollar lite.
Yeah. Just looking ordinary. Look at him. Just
And gets cold feet and just doesn't want to go through with it and says, I do not. But I'm really hoping that's not the case.
I literally had a dream that Amy called me right after she got engaged.
Literally.
And I saw a man in the FaceTime and it was a white blonde man. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I had a dream and you're with a white blonde man. He's like, actually, it's strawberry blonde. Like, it's white. It's blonde. And oh my God. I don't know. It just felt like very real.
Me and my crazy. Dad had a dream 2 years ago that he saw like my future kids and that they had like light brown blondish hair. And
I'm sounds like a nightmare.
The moment I saw a blonde man enter my dreams, I was like, this is it. This is her husband.
I literally had no like mental picture of him. I mean, we both didn't really give descriptions of one another.
That's so great. I'm so happy you guys didn't talk about any of that.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
It would have ruined it.
I like that she like has the. That's his life, sister.
Precis. Hans syster är med här.
Yeah, I like that they have her.
Jag gillar den här. Hans syster, de verkar det.
They seem nice. Good, man. They seem stable. They seem
super fucking positive. De älskar henne. De är liksom, som sagt, super supportive. Positive. Och pratar redan om henne som en syster. Mm. Och liksom, ja. Det är ju skönt att få.
They got sorters. Big family vibes. They also kind of have Mormon vibes. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he said they're Mormon.
Really?
Big family, and they're so positive, and mm-hmm. You know what I mean. You
that they make to be supportive, and their love means so much to me. And I'm so, so excited to share this beautiful day with them and with Johnny's family that has also become like my family. So I'm very, very blessed and happy.
That's I nice. Feel like you guys just fit into our family so well. Like, it was so nice.
Yeah. The whole experiment,
you like our posture?
It was something that had my reserve, but I had to say that I had to change my mind. I'm very grateful.
I know. I was a little nervous with John going in, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then the moment we met Amy, I was like, oh, this is my new sister.
Wow.
Like, you can feel it between them, mm-hmm. You know?
I feel like I have multiple daughters, so I'm just happy.
My sister.
That's liksom,
and the mom has no idea what anybody says. She's like, okay.
Ain't no way att det blir nej här ju.
No, liksom, no.
Hon pratar om, Johnny's syster säger att det känns som att hon har fått en till syster. Amy's pappa säger att det känns som att han har flera döttrar nu. Yeah. Which is crazy. Alltså då är det såhär, damn. Då
you
är
gotta
det,
be,
that's
to
locked.
Say no here, you gotta be Clay.
Ja. Nu är ni locked in.
Yeah.
Och det locked är ju fint att se vilken liksom.
Yeah.
Jag tycker, jag gillar det, som sagt, vi pratade om hennes farsa tidigare. Hennes mamma har inte fått mycket shine, så det finns inte så mycket att säga. Men pappan framställdes ju först som att han skulle vara någon hardcore, jätte emot det här. Jag gillar att han säger själv att han var emot det från början. Men han såg hur glad dottern var. Och då är det så här,
I was skeptical, but then I got to meet them and they're good people.
Mm, exakt.
He's a good person, you like my daughter.
Och igen, återigen, jag tycker det är uppfriskande att se den sortens föräldrar som bara kan vara lite supportive.
Yes.
Liksom,
and he didn't even do the fake tough guy shit that a lot of the guys do, the dads do. And that's good, man. Mm. He's just like, I was skeptical, I got to meet him. Hey, doesn't seem like a threat. You like
you
it,
see,
I love
you
it.
You happy?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'm happy, for real. Yeah, it's nice.
I'm very happy.
I saw you guys get emotional. I was like, I'm I don't want to cry. Like, even leaving.
This was warm in my heart, man.
No, it's okay.
Thank
you.
So excited to be your family.
We are family now. I love you guys so much. It's a word that we say, but you know, it really is from the bottom of my heart. We love you so much.
You could feel the love through the screen. We were emotional in my. Oh shit. I'm sorry, I hit the Tracy Chapman again. This is going to be a running theme in these videos. But we were kind of emotional in our household. Yesterday was an important day. You know, that Bash shares his birthday with Bigita.
Mm-hmm.
Also shares his birthday with Sandra's dad, passed on. So there's a lot of this family stuff that's covered in this episode of those that are not with us. And, you know, passing on family legacy and stuff like that that's covered in here. And it was an emotional time. We were sitting there watching this this dad embracing the future family and reminiscing on his parents who were no longer with them. And then Johnny's, is it both his parents or just his dad? No, his mom's still. Wait. No, his grandparents. Mm. Both of their grandparents are gone. Yeah. So that's what it was. And they were talking about that. So we were just like, it was beautiful. It was really beautiful and touching.
How did it, in the moment, did it tear it up?
Yeah. That was that.
Oh, that was that? Okay.
Yeah. We were thinking about, you know.
Yeah. Bra. Det var bättre än när det teared up till Sweden sugar. Remember that?
What's that? What'd you say?
You're sweeter than sugar. That's kommer du ihåg från förra amerikanska säsongen med The Fireman när han friade till hans tjej och då sa du att du hade teared up och bland de grejerna han sa var you're sweeter than sugar.
Men
han,
why you remember that part?
Of course, why wouldn't I remember that part? That's a great moment. Sweeter than sugar?
I don't know if the words made. I know the words didn't.
The words did it. So put you over the edge. But
sweeter than sugar, man. What a fucking simile.
You're literally sweeter than sugar.
Are you?
Yeah. It's been a lot.
Oh, look at that mustache. Really nice.
You learned about her from the inside out.
Yeah.
Which is
opposed wonderful. Just like physical traits too.
The daughter looks just like the mom.
And a weird
same
way
posture.
To do it. What a cool way to do it. Yeah. You know.
You think you're making the right decision, you know. How long does it take to fall in love with somebody? Exactly 6 months, 3 days, and,
yeah.
and 2 hours, and exactly, you know, 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Get your whole futures ahead of you.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
We did it. Yeah. You can do it.
You guys had a great marriage for a very long time, and I want to make sure I have the same thing.
God willing, you will.
Marriage is the hardest job you're going to have. It's the most fun job you're going to have.
There we go.
And today is a wedding day, and that's a big day.
But still the hardest job you're going to have.
I don't like
that. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either, man. I don't
get it. Men du har för sig varit gift i 17 år.
Yeah, man.
Så jag tänkte säga, jag bara
it's pretty easy. Not going to lie to you, man. It's pretty easy.
Är it among the hardest jobs?
Nothing, no, man. I worked at the Dollar Movie. You know how hard it was not to keep stealing money at that job?
Nej, precis. Man har haft ett par shitty ass jobs.
Yeah, it's a bad job. I was a driver for FedEx for a bit. Just trying to deliver packages.
Mm. Disken på Dalen sjukhus. Can't recommend it.
Exactly. It was like, what?
Marriage so far har varit way...
Telemarketing.
Oh.
I was a telemarketer. I was selling 5-minute psychic readings.
Miss Cleo.
Call me now. I was selling fucking free. No, I was giving away. I just needed to get them to write down the phone number.
Mm.
That was not fun.
No.
You got hung up on, cussed out, and all this shit
mm-hmm.
all day. That's harder than marriage.
Mm. Barely.
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 Where else?
Ah. Group hug.
Group hug.
No.
White love.
I love you
so much.
What's better?
Yeah. White love. Nothing better than white love, man. White love magic. How long does it take to fall in love, huh? Amat? 6 months, 3 days, 4 hours?
How about the moment that it teared up?
Look.
You are getting
yes.
married now. So you...
So you
will be our daughter, but you need to know that you're gonna have a husband that you have to take care of.
Why ain't they just doing it in Spanish?
In the bad times, we are here for you, but not only for you, but
for him
Johnny,
too.
For Johnny too. And we want to all of together, we're all gonna make you be successful. I love you.
That's beautiful.
And the same way that I want to love you. I got my reserve of the experiment, but I changed my mind after I see you happy.
Mm.
And I see Johnny happy. I saw his eyes looking at you. And that's the expectancy that I want him in, look at you. To fall in love with you.
Mm. Man.
Last night I couldn't sleep. I don't know you sleep, but I didn't sleep. Because I was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Recollections and memories.
This we talked about and this too, as a, from a parent here, perspective.
Here. Your grandparents are here. that will be walking with you as well. Mm. And they're proud of you.
Give her a hug.
So are you ready to rumble?
What a sweet guy.
Yes, I'm ready to rumble.
We talked about that as a parent too, the passing on the kid, like the this moment that we have right now when our kids are running around and playing and stuff, it's just, it's not forever.
Hey,
and it's like watching, like it's a sign of your kids growing up and moving on and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like a wedding symbolizes that too. And just, man, it was nice just sitting there and talking to Sandra. She was, you know, she was really like broken down pretty much.
Huh. Okay.
So mm-hmm. I was just supporting her, you know.
Leading
it was really hard.
Into battle?
It was really hard as a, in the.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Marriage.
Nej, men det är fint. Jag gillar att se, som sagt, the different families, supportive families, och det gör ju allting så himla mycket enklare. I alla fall, man kan ju träffa någon som inte är så nära sin familj, och då spelar det kanske inte så stor roll hur familjen är, om du ändå inte måste tillbringa tid med den. Men om du dejtar någon eller gifter dig med någon som är nära sin familj, så är det ju så jävla viktigt att du också kan fit into their family, och att du kan gilla familjen och att de gillar, det gör ju allting tusen gånger enklare. Så det är kul för dem att de båda verkar få det.
Two tight families. Yeah. And they're both from families that are close.
Och det tråkiga med Clay och AD är att Clay hade ju fått samma sak. Vi kommenterade ju det way back i hur AD's mamma, första gången hon träffade Clay, pratade med honom som att det var hennes son också.
Yeah,
han hade ju kunnat få den där den sorten familj också, men fumbled it
like a mother. The one thing we didn't talk about though was that at the bachelorette party when AD got drunk,
absolutely,
she was the most drunk we've seen her, and she was talking about how apparently, well, what's her name, tried to lie and pretend that she ain't fucking.
I tried to lie.
They fucked.
You think so?
Yes, I think she don't want to talk about it on camera.
Okay.
That's what I think. And I like that AD was like,
she fucking him.
Exactly. That was a funny scene to me. But yeah, there's no way in this day and age. Unless it was based upon religion. But fear of getting pregnant.
Oh, man, come on, man.
They tested it out. It probably was annoying. It probably didn't feel like a full sex session because he was probably in his head about it. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Pulling out way early and shit.
Way early.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you're like, I got more pumps.
Man,
I gotta re-pump again, and now I gotta stop. It's not fun. That's not a fun session, but they did it.
De har testat. Du är övertygad. Oh, nej, men det skulle vara wild att inte ha gjort det, tycker jag.
Unless you like religious as well. Yeah.
Vilka andra var som höll på med det där som inte skulle...
It was Kenneth and Brittany. They were saying that they weren't gonna have sex. And that was because... You know, she didn't like butt stuff, and that's all he knows.
I'm giving my treasure to him.
You may take your seats now.
Wow, man, this is nice.
Man, sweating.
She look gorgeous.
And thank you, everyone, for being here today. At sisters, this moment, both Amy and Johnny want us to take a moment and honor those of us who couldn't be here today. They would like to honor Amy's grandparents as well as Johnny's grandparents.
R.I.P.
We're here to celebrate Amy and Johnny. These two people have completely shown themselves to one another. We all have walls, we all have masks. Rarely does the outside world get to see who we are on the inside. When you love someone, you can be your true self and be met with love and compassion, commitment. As a result of this experiment, both of you fell in love.
No, we ain't gonna watch that. No, it's weird. We're trying to be adults.
Oh,
we're not serious people right now.
No, I'm not serious.
I don't care.
I don't really care about this. Det är fint. Don't get me wrong. Det är fint. Men I don't care enough to see it igen. Jag menar, jag har sett den här, redan. Och det är bra. Vi behöver ett något par måste klara sig. Annars är det en sån failure för...
Yes, I was gonna say for production.
For production och the experiment. Så det är skitbra att vi har de här. Det är bara att jag inte palacerar en gång till.
Also, yesterday's sunset was beautiful, but only happened once, all right?
Alltså, jag skulle hellre säga yesterday's sunset igen.
Again, right.
Whatever, de har det blir kul för dem.
I just can't do it.
Nej, men det är... Så här, vi pratar istället om det här. För det, jag vet inte hur mycket mer som finns att säga än att det här är, de är ett bra par. Det kommer gå bra. Jag skulle bli chockad om de inte är ihop. Liksom.
I think she come in there pregnant and have a baby already.
Born already.
I think they have a child, like they carry.
Three kids, all of a sudden. Not triplets. Bara,
just like fertile.
The reunion då, om man säger, nästa vecka. Yes. Jag hoppas de inte gör en live send. Det gör de väl inte.
No,
det var en katastrof när de gjorde det. Vad hoppas du på att få se in the reunion?
I want Matthew to show up quickly. Mm. You know the beginning, you showed the early villains. I want to see Matthew. I want to I think
I feel like if you do it the right way.
It's on here. I saw you trying to do. I want to see Matthew, all the early villains. I want to see Brittany and them. I really want to see them come back.
Matthew har ju sagt mycket. Han har varit ut och sagt att the editing var fel. Han gick inte alls ut mitt i en date. Han skyllde också, mycket på att han är tydligen nykter. Och att det hindrade honom från att connect med många. För att de drack mycket in the pods och så vidare. Och att han skulle tell his story when the time is right. Och så vidare och så vidare. Så att vi får se om han dyker upp eller inte.
Never mind. I don't want to see that nigga no more. I think they... I do want to see... you gotta see... I need some... We didn't get closure on Kenneth and Brittany. I want him to address... I'm sure he identifies as a straight man still. But it'd be interesting to see if he addresses the fact that a lot of people think he's gay.
Ja, jag still don't pick up på den här gay-grejen så himla mycket. Det är
It's pretty for me. I feel like so what. I wish you should. I would hope it would come out if he was gay. I'm curious to see how far they would take that.
Jag är lite trött på att så här, lite apropå det vi snackade om med Mick Mill och Diddy och sånt där i veckans huvudavsnitt. Yeah. Har ni inte lyssnat på det? Go check it out.
Mm.
Men det är hur lättvindigt man ska hålla på och ligga så här, till svarta män. Are you gay? Yeah, that guy's gay. That guy. Så fort man visar lite om femininity eller whatever. Du gjorde en gest som var lite feminin. Oh, he's gay.
No, it's more than that with him. But
jag vet,
that's besides the point.
Jag tycker bara jag är bara lite trött på att man ska slänga runt det där så himla
lättvindigt. I've been tired of it for decades. Mm. It's been in the community since I was growing up. Mm. It's almost like a witch hunt a lot of times. So I do not like it. But I do wonder...
But that nigga gay.
I do wonder if they're going to... I wonder if they're going to address it.
Mm.
And they need to address if, like, we're talking about, what you call it, editing and whatnot. I want to know how he feels he was edited. Mm. Did he look at his phone like that?
He looked at his...
And, like, in the breakup, like, he needs to
Then he's one of the edits, obviously. Yes.
He needs to apologize for walking off on her like that, calling his homeboy immediately on the mic too. Like the way he broke up with her, he need to come out and say something about it. And he also need to come out. But in general, no. But I am interested in that relationship, getting a bow on that, and I want to hear how Clay receives, if he regrets.
I don't come second. Jag skulle inte bli förvånad om de är ihop nu.
They're together, yeah.
Okay.
No, I think they've been together and then they had a real breakup.
Okay.
I don't think they're together now, but I think they've been together, had a real breakup, and was like, I can't carry this dude like this.
No. Help us for Hannah's sake. She deserves better.
She needs somebody who's got it together, man. Somebody. She needs a Milton.
Sen så tänkte jag på... Ja, jag fattar. Jimmy och Chelsea vill man ju gärna se mycket av också. Man vill ju se henne address.
Shit. Yes.
Everything.
Everything. I want to know how she feels she's grown. I want to see if she takes any accountability, too. Mm-hmm. Like...
I was crazy.
Yes. Like, or is she going to blame editing like a lot of people do?
Ja. Det är väl dom man vill se.
You fucked her! Like that scene, what? As
Jessica,
if she caught
Jessica
him?
Jessica vill man ju se också. Det finns många man vill se.
She with Jimmy now, just.
Nej, jag tror inte. Jag tror att Jessica nu, hon kan se fram emot en ny karriär som en Instagram influencer. Yeah. Vad är hon heter? Jessica?
I don't know her last name. Don't act like you don't follow her. You be liking her from our account. No, just play.
Okay, vänta här.
Asking her if she come on.
Come on the show?
Talking about Mayra's been on. I saw y'all conversation.
Get the fuck out of here. Här, 628 000 följare har hon nu.
Oh shit.
Jag tror att...
Was it 100 or something?
Nej, men jag tror att när vi kollade upp första gången, när vi kollade upp alla deltagarna, då tror jag hon hade så här 4 000 typ. Hon hade inte ens mycket. Så det där är ju en helt ny karriär för henne. Men det där har varit kul att se henne komma tillbaka och prata. Sen så fucking Jeremy och Laura.
Oh,
de har ju
shit.
Mycket juice och hela den grejen.
This might be
Sarah
the best reunion
ja,
ever,
det
man.
Det finns mycket.
A lot of personalities in here. Which is why I think that's a bad thing. That's why they only got one couple out of it. Because they went after the juice. I think they had a kind of boring season in season 5. Right?
Yeah.
And with just like Milton and
Lydia
being kind of the only ones, right?
That's also, what are you, Uche or?
Yeah, you had the Uche. Yeah, we had that drama stuff.
Lydia.
And then they leaned into the grand personalities and got a bunch of great TV. But you're not gonna, if you want to experiment, you might have to get people that, you know, are stable.
In everything at all, we call up, we check it in for... Clay's stupid ass.
I'm staying up. This isn't what I imagined. This isn't what I imagined.
Look at him. Questions in my head. Are they looking stupid? Look at you.
Look at your dumb ass.
You're like, I want love. I want to be married. And I'm just like, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. Perfect. Cut away.
Emotions are all over the place, especially seeing... I guess for me, I didn't understand the magnitude of the decision.
What?
You know, I'm definitely, I just feel stupid, you know what I'm saying?
Walk your stupid ass on.
Just want to get out of here, honestly.
This
motherfucker. Walk your stupid ass on, man.
I did it.
Look at this nigga, man, leaning on the horse fence.
I didn't understand the magnitude.
How?
The marriage we brought up.
I'm on the show. We meet each other. Man. I didn't get to see what she looked like before I met her. That was fucked up.
I could never. So, listen,
I want to be. They should have a TV show called Clay's Therapy.
Oh.
And we sit here and hear him work through all of this shit.
It could never be me. För att, om jag var AD. För att, så här, Clay, super handsome guy.
Yeah.
Klär sig väl, bra, gillar hans klädstil, verkar vara successful i whatever hans business är, det här med Airbnbs och jetskis och whatever. So 3 for 3
and
på
tech
den,
sales.
Så, 3 for 3 på den grejen. Men en dummy. That, it could never be me. Jag kan inte vara ihop med någon som är såhär korkad. Alltså, igen, om han nu skulle, att höra honom sitta och prata om, I didn't understand the magnitude. Alltså jag skulle bli kokad av att höra det. What are you talking about? The marriage.
Stupid. This might be why they're not together now. Because they I think they tried to give it another go, and then enough of this shit added up. And then especially if she sees this and just like, what the fuck?
Walk your dumb ass out of
he
here.
He seemed like a... Yeah.
Det är bara det. Vi avslutar on that note. Och sen så hörs vi igen nästa vecka efter the reunion.
Yes, thank y'all for checking it out, man. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.